If you have your Bible, we'll turn with us tonight to Deuteronomy chapter 30. Deuteronomy chapter number 30. The Bible says in verse number 9, "And the Lord thy God will make thee plenteous in every work of thine hand, in the fruit of thy body, and in the fruit of thy cattle, and in the fruit of thy land for good. For the Lord will again rejoice over thee for good, as he rejoiced over thy fathers, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to keep his commandments and his statutes which are written in this book of the law. And if thou turn unto the Lord thy God with all thine heart and with all thy soul, for this commandment which I command thee this day is not hidden from thee, neither is it far off. It is not in heaven that thou shouldest say, who shall go up for us to heaven and bring it unto us, but that we may hear it and do it. Neither is beyond the sea that thou shouldest say, who shall go over the sea for us and bring it unto us, that we may hear it and do it." Now notice he says, we hear it and we do it. I think a lot of times, I mentioned this morning, we hear it, but we don't do it. Amen? We got to hear the Word of God and do the Word of God. James said we need to be hearers, but we also need to be doers. He said, "But the word is very nigh unto thee, in thy mouth and in thy heart, that thou mayest do it. See, I have set before thee this day life and good and death and evil, in that I command thee this day to love the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways and to keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgments, that thou mayest live and multiply, and that the Lord thy God shall bless thee in the land where thou goest to possess it. But if thine heart turn away so that thou wilt not hear, thou shalt be drawn away and worship other gods and serve them." Does that sound familiar? I denounce unto you this day that ye shall surely perish, and that ye shall not prolong your days upon the land where thou passest over Jordan to go to possess it. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that both thee and thy seed may live, that thou mayest love the Lord thy God, and thou mayest obey his voice, that thou mayest cleave unto him, for he is thy life and the length of thy days, that thou mayest dwell in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give them." Amen. I won't preach tonight just a little while. It's got to be my help on this thought, making choices. Making choices. If we look at the Word of God, and there's so many times in our life that we have to make choices. We make choices really all day, every day. Amen. Every time you turn around, you're having to make choices, having to make decisions. Where to go and what to do and how to do it. I mean, it's just a constant thing. But praise God, I've talked to several people this week, and it seems like we keep coming back to the same principle. When we cast our cares upon the Lord, and we trust in the Lord, and we follow after the Lord, and we go with God, everything else seems to just fall in place when we begin to follow after Him. God's speaking here, and He's talking to Moses, and He's preparing people to go into the promised land. He's getting his young'uns ready, praise God, to the finish up of the journey. I believe what's happening, Brother Bill, today we're living in, God's getting his people ready to finish up the journey. To finish up this walk of life, praise God, and go on to be with him, where we'll live with him forever. And boy, what a time that's going to be. I can't even imagine what it'll be like when we get there, amen? Well, I kind of imagine it. I can imagine all the time, praise God, what it'll be like when we stroll into heaven, praise God, and we see it for the first time. We see those streets of gold, and we see but most important, we see the Lord Jesus Christ face to face. What a day that'll be when we look upon the one who looked upon us with love and compassion, come down to where we was, condescended down to man, praise God, lived and loved and gave himself on the cross of Calvary so that we, you and I, might be saved. What a blessing that is. But God's telling them in preparation to go into the land. Praise God. How he's really in them to just how good he is. how good He is and how He's prepared a way. And all we have to do is just follow in His way. Amen. And God said that He made us promises that He'd be there with us and He'd take us into a land of promise. I want to say glory be to God. In a little while we're going to go into a land of promise. Amen. Because God is the ultimate promise keeper. We've got groups in the country today and they claim to be promise keepers, and I hope they are. But glory, hallelujah, I'm glad there is a God that's the ultimate promise keeper. When He makes you a promise, praise God, you can take it, deposit it in a bank because it's yours. But He tells them here that in the Word of God, He tells them that God is going to make the plenteous every work of thy hand, and the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of the cattle, and the fruit of thy land for good. Amen. He said it's not going to be for bad. He said God's going to make it for good. Amen. When God created this thing, when He started it in the very beginning, He said, He looked at creation and He said, it is good. I want to say glory, hallelujah. One day in a little while, it's going to be good again. You say, what are you saying, Pastor Jim? I'm saying this old doom and gloom of this world ain't going to last forever. The hardships and the trials and the struggles, praise God, these two will pass. Amen. God's offered us a promise. Praise God. He said, for the Lord will again rejoice over thee for good, and rejoiced over thy fathers. But he said, there's a stipulation. If we're ever going to get blessings from God, praise God, we got to trust the Lord. He said, thou shalt hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and keep His commandments and His statutes, which are written in this book of the law. And if thou turn unto the Lord thy God with all thine heart and with all thy soul. He said there's a stipulation to getting those promises. He said you just had to trust and believe on the Lord. He said not with the head knowledge. He said but you have to believe with all your heart and all your soul. He said the very fiber of our being has to trust in the Lord. Every fiber in us, praise God, has to know that He is and that He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. And He said if we believe that and we live that, He said one of these days we'll receive that. Amen. From God Almighty. Praise His holy name. So He said this is a commandment this day. And He said this thing's not hid from us. He said we didn't do it in the dark. And we didn't do it in obscurity, praise God. But He said we did it and it's not hid. He says it's not far off from you, that you can't find it. But He said, God said, I put it out there where the little children can get it. Ain't you glad, praise God, that the Word of God is so simple, praise God, that the little children can get it. But yet it's so complicated that great philosophers can't cipher it out. You said, preacher, don't make sense. Why could not educated people figure out the Word of God? Because the Word of God is spiritually discerned. Amen. It takes the Spirit of God to let you know how much God loves you. Amen. Praise God. Without the Spirit of God, we'll never understand it. We'll never comprehend it. We'll never obtain to those promises that He's given us. But with the Spirit of God living in our hearts, dwelling inside of you and I, we have a blessed hope, praise God, that it's not far off. It's not way over yonder, but it's nigh even at the door of our heart. Amen. I like it that way, don't you? That way I can even search it out. Amen. He said it's not over across some sea. Amen. Praise God that we'd have to hunt it down and try to find it. Have to send a vessel to get it. Praise God. But He said to bring it near to us that we may hear it and do it. Amen. The Word of God is real, praise God. And He said it's close enough to where we can have contact with it. Now, what's wrong with the world today? What's wrong with the United States of America right now? Is because we've turned our back on God. We've turned our back on hearing God. We've turned our back on Word of God. But we've also turned our back on doing that God says. Living a virtuous life, praise God, before Him that He can help us in our daily walk. He said in verse 14, He said, but the Word is very nigh unto thee and in thy mouth and in thy heart that thou mayest do it. He said, if we ever get to meditating on God's Word and we get it in our head and we get it in our heart and we have it in our mouth, praise God, then you're able to do that God would have us to do. Glory, hallelujah. When we go to making choices, that's one of the choices that we have to make. It's whether we're going to do what God says and we're going to live like God says, or we're going to live for ourselves. Amen. I thought what a blessing the other night. The preacher said, well, you know, he said Friday night, he said, well, this isn't much of a message for a revival meeting. And he preached on the book of Job, the last chapter 40, and he preached on self-righteousness, where Job come along in chapter 30, he said, me, 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 it's me, 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 it's this, 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 it's I. But praise God, when he come to himself, after about two chapters of God talking to him, he said, yeah, I know who you are, Moses, and I know what you done. Praise God, Job, not Moses, but Job. But he said, let me tell you, it's I problems that you got. Amen. And Job said, I'd whore myself. He come to himself and he said, you know what? I'm just sorry, no account. I ain't able to do nothing, but God Almighty is my God, and everything that's been accomplished, praise God, has been through him. God has stepped up, and God's been the Lord of my life. He's guided me and blessed me, and everything that I've had in my life, I attribute to him. Everything that's gone, praise God, I attribute to him. Everything I've got back, praise God, I attribute to him. What a God I serve.
Amen.
Amen. We serve that same God tonight. And he said he's nigh to us. He's even in our mouth. He's at the door. But Moses would go on in verse 15 and he would say this. He'd say, see. Or pay attention. Said, look at this and see what you think. He said, I have set before thee this day life and good and death and evil. Amen. He said, I've set before you. He said, I've set it before you. He said, it's time for you to make a choice. I believe it's time for people to make a choice. I believe it's time for families to make a choice. I believe it's time for churches to make a choice. I believe it's time for the United States of America to stand up again and make a choice who we will serve. Will we serve man of this world? Or will we serve God Almighty the way it was designed to be from the foundation of this nation, praise God, from the foundation of the world? God designed it that we would rise up and serve him and we'd walk with him. And we'd love him, and we'd worship him, and we'd reference him, and we'd respect him, and we'd just love on him. We would reciprocate everything that he gives us, praise God, realizing that there's nothing ours, glory, hallelujah, but it all belongs to him. You talk about victorious living. If we ever make a right choice and figure out where our help's coming from, amen, we can have a victorious life. Amen. Praise God. You see, a spiritual life, amen, a life that's lived, is a life that's lived in everlasting favor of God. Favor with God. Amen. Amen. That's spiritual life. But spiritual death is everlasting absence from God. Amen. I think I'll take life, won't you? I'd rather have the Lord than anything I know. But Chris, we've tried a whole lot of things in this world, but glory, hallelujah, God's the best thing I've ever found. The Lord Jesus Christ is the best thing that I've ever found. He's given me more hope, more joy. He's given me more peace, more happiness. He is my hope, praise God. He's my stay. He's my everlasting Savior, praise God. He's the one that's with us. He leads and guides us. He shepherds our soul. He takes us in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Glory, hallelujah. And when we get to lifting him up, and we get to praising him, and we get to thanking him for what he's doing in our life, glory, hallelujah, it's not what he will do, but what he's doing right now. Amen. He said we seek him, we begin to seek him, praise God, with our heart and with our soul. Pour ourselves into him because he poured himself out for us. Amen. He gave everything he had, praise God, so that we could be saved, so we could go free. Amen. Praise the Lord. But he said, I see that I set before thee this day life. Amen. That to me means that it's pretty close. The life that he gives, it's near. It ain't something, he said it's not something way out there that you have to hunt for and search for. He said you don't have to send an astronaut out into space to try to find it, bring it back. He said you don't have to send sailors out on ship to go out in the ocean, amen, all the way across the globe and try to bring it back. He said, praise God, it's nigh, even in your mouth, praise God, and in your heart. And God Almighty said, I take and bless you in so many ways. Praise God, you'll have to like one of them. Amen. And it just keeps bubbling up and it gets better. A life, praise God, that we can have because we hear and because it's near. Amen. I like it that we can hear it, and I like it that it's near, don't you? Amen. It's not something, praise God, far off, but it's something that God gives us, praise the Lord. Amen. He says in verse number 20, He said, the Lord thy God, He is thy life. Amen. Praise God, He's alive. He said, if there's life in you, praise God, it's called the Lord. Amen. He said, we were dead in our trespasses and sins. But He said, through Jesus Christ, praise God, we have life. And He said, we can have that life in abundance through Christ Jesus, our Savior. Praise God, because we trust Him, because we're walking with God. He said, Lord thy God, if we just walk in His ways and keep His commandments and His statutes and His judgments. Verse number 16 said that thou mayest live and multiply. Now I got to thinking about that. He says, we can live. That means have life. Amen. Vibrance. And He said, if we got that, praise God, we ought to be multiplying. Jesus said, go in the highways and the hedges and compel them to come in, that my house might be full. He said, we need to be excited what's in us. He said, we need to take that life and that vibrance, praise God, because we love the Lord and know He loves us, Brother Robert. We ought to take it out in the world, and we ought to be compelled to say, hey, listen, let me tell you about my Savior. You say, well, preacher, they don't want to hear it. Praise God, tell it anyway. If they ever get a hold of it, praise God, it'll get a hold of them, and they'll want to hear everything you have to say. Amen. We're living a day and hour of darkness is overshadowing us. And if we ain't very careful, we'll just get quiet and sit back in the pew and won't say nothing. Amen?
Amen.
But praise God, God never intended to be that way. He said as the darkness creeps in on us and it gets darker and darker around us, praise God, in order to get rid of the darkness, the light needs to shine brighter. Amen. Hey, Blake's liking it. It's nobody else is. He's smiling ear to ear. Praise God. Amen. I'm getting gay. He's my amen quarter. I tell you, I love that little fella. Praise God. But we have that life from God. He manifests Himself. He multiplies Himself. And said, when we begin to live and the light begins to shine in us, I ask you a question. Is your light shining? Amen. Like that children's song, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Are we? Are we hiding it under a bushel? Amen. Keeping it in the dark. Don't want nobody really know how we are, but I guess they figured you out already. Amen, praise God. We oughtn't be ashamed. We ought to put it up on a lamppost so everybody can see it. So the light can shine in darkness. Praise God. Amen. John, 1 John 5 and 12, he said, he that hath the Son hath life. Amen. God, praise God. He said, if you've got the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, that light's in you. Amen. Don't quench it. Don't try to put it out. Praise God. Just let it shine. Amen. Let the Lord Jesus Christ shine in your heart. Praise God, the life that we have. Amen. That means you're not dead. That means you don't have to go around downcast. That means you don't have to go around with your lip hanging out, dragging your tracks out as you go. It means that you can smile every now and then. Just look at people and say, glory, hallelujah. I'm glad I'm saved. I know I'm a child of the King. I'm somebody. Glory, hallelujah. Hold your head up real proud. Say, glory, hallelujah. I'm somebody going somewhere. I've got a destination. And it's over in glory. I've raised up. The Word of God picked me up. It's lifting me up. It brought me up higher. And I've got a time or two in my life. I've got the junior peak over in glory. And I've seen the glory light shining. And I've seen the throne of grace. And I've seen the Savior. And I've seen the angels of glory. And I know, praise God, that what I know down in my heart and what God told me in His Word, I can put them together, praise God. And one day in a little while, this old voice going to be up there lifting up my voice and praising God, having me a hallelujah time, and I hope you're going to be there with me, praise God. We'll just get on up there, glory, hallelujah, like we've never got on before. Amen. I'm excited about what's happening in my soul. Amen. I'm somebody going somewhere. Praise God. See, they were preparing to go into the land. The land of promise. Amen. We're preparing to go into that land. The land of promise. Amen. We ain't going into Canaan. Praise God. If we're a child of God and we're living in the victory of Lord Jesus Christ, we already in Canaan. Amen. Praise the Lord. We're going to bypass Canaan, glory, one of these days. Praise God. We're going to go into glory. Amen. But now that Canaan was a place, a relationship with God. That Canaan, praise God, it was a place where they had plenty and where God supplied and where God nourished and where God prepared hearts. Glory, hallelujah. One of these days we're going to leave out of here. We're going to leave out of Canaan. Glory, hallelujah, where we worship God, praise Him. And then we're going to go on to glory where it's going to get bigger and better. I don't know how it can be bigger and better. Sometime, praise God, I get to can't help it, don't care. But how one of these days in a little while, we're going to get in heaven. We'll praise Him like we'd like to. Amen. There's nothing wrong with praising the Lord. Amen. Bless His name. The Lord said it. He is thy life. Amen. While there's a whole lot of cold, dead Christians in this world, there's a whole lot of, let me rephrase that. There's a whole lot of cold, dead religious people in this world. Amen. They claim to know the Lord. They claim to be religious. And you get to talking to them about it, and they deny the Lord Jesus Christ. They deny the blood. They deny the Holy Ghost. They deny this, and they deny that. And all they got is a form and a fashion of religion. But praise God, if you ever get the goods, if you ever get salvation in your heart, if we ever get the life that comes from the throne of grace and the light that shines forward, praise God, it illuminates your heart. It illuminates your mind. And all of a sudden, glory, hallelujah, you're just shouting and praising and giving God all the glory. Amen. What He's done. What He's doing. Where you were and where He's taking you to. Praise His name. Amen. He said there's an eternal God of heaven. Amen. There's a God of heaven who blesses and helps us. Praise His name. God says in Romans 6:23, He said there's an eternal bad, but He said there's also an eternal good. Amen. An eternal bad. That's those that's doomed for hell. Lost without God. He said the wages of sin is death. But. See, that wages of sin, that's eternal bad. When you draw them wages and you draw them wages through eternity, without end, praise God, and that soul that never dies, it partakes of all those bad wages, of all those bad things that we've done, all the bad things that the devil's pushed on you, all the things, praise God, your flesh has led you into. He said, there's an eternal bad, but praise God, I'm glad for the buts in the Bible. He said, but, praise God, I'm glad God Almighty gave us deliverance from the bad when He brought us. Glory, hallelujah, into the presence of the good. Praise His holy name. He said the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. He's the one that comes to you alive. He's the one that illuminates your heart. Praise God. Comes down through the Holy Spirit, moves into your heart, cleans off that old filthy table, sets you an eternal banquet, praise God, in the presence of the Lord, so you can dine forever in His glory. Amen. Praise His holy name. What a God. What a God. He says He offers us that promise. But He said we have to make the choice. Says a lot of people don't make choice. My wife does not like to choose nothing. Every time we go out to eat, she says, I don't care. Where do you want? What do you want? What would you like? I don't care. I don't care. It's your birthday. What do you want? I don't care. You got to make the choice. I don't care. Amen. I think sometimes that's the way we are with the Lord. The Lord says, pick me, choose me, here I am. We say, okay. So, okay. Go pick me. Nah, not right now. Amen. Praise God. But He said we have to make a choice, praise God. And He said we can choose life. Amen. I don't know about you. I don't want to choose death. Hello? Have I lost you? Amen. He said, I want to choose life. I don't want death. I don't want death nowhere near me. I know that death comes. I know it's, but I don't think any of us would choose death as an option. Would want death as an option. The only time I think death is an option is in Revelation chapter 20. Amen. In Revelation chapter, I lost my place. He tickles me dead. Revelation chapter number 9. Amen. Praise the Lord. Revelation chapter 9, verse number 6. The Bible says there's tribulation, a great tribulation. There's a forces of evil that's been poured out all over the world. Amen? And said there's people that's there and they're wishing to die. Have you ever heard anybody that wished to die? Now, I know there's some people that's got really bad and terminal and didn't have no help and are in such pain that they said, Lord, you know, I just need you to just take them on out. I need you to just take me on out because of the... But praise God, this is the only place in the Bible that says there's somebody that says they wish they could die. Revelation chapter 9, verse 6, he said, in those days shall men seek death and shall not find it, and shall desire to die, and death shall flee from them. Amen. Listen, I tell you, when it comes time to being cast into the lake of fire and being overcome by the demons of hell, I'm going to say, praise God, people that choose death, that's the option they're choosing. But praise God, I don't know anybody wants to choose death. I believe everybody wants to choose life in Christ Jesus, praise God, and they must begin to live. In Joshua chapter 24, verse 15, he said, choose ye this day whom ye will serve, praise God. He said, as for me and my house, he said, we're going to serve the Lord. Joshua stepped out. He said, glory, hallelujah. I'm going to serve God. We're going to serve God. We're going to walk with God. Amen. I'm going to put God out there. I'm going to trust Him. I'm going to obey Him. I'm going to follow Him, praise God, because I know He leads me in the right path. He takes me in the right direction. He gives me the hope I need. He gives me the help I need. He gives me the love I need. He gives me the care I need. Does that sound like no God to you? Praise God. He's a God that's able to do all things for you and to do all things for me, to lead us in the path of righteousness for His name's sake and bring us out victorious, shouting out Brother Bobby on the other side. Amen. Praise the Lord. I think I'll just choose life, won't you? I think I'll choose life. You say, preacher, why would you not cause the results? The results is we come up one day, praise God, the love of God. Verse number 20, he said, that thou mayest love the Lord. Amen. When we choose to love Him because He first loved us. Amen. When me and my wife got together 36 years ago, 35. 36. Okay. A long time ago. Amen. I chose her, and she chose me. Amen. She's regretted it ever since. Amen. Amen. Talked her into it. Amen. Praise God. She asked me to marry her, and I was afraid to say no. She'd already broke my nose once. Amen. Praise God. She chose me, and I chose her. And we chose each other for eternity, praise God. He said, that thou mayest love the Lord, praise God. I chose her, I told her I loved her, and I told her then, I said, if I ever change my mind, I'll let you know. Amen. Now I tell her I love her every day. Amen. We ought to tell the Lord that we love Him every day. Amen. Amen. Praise God. He said, if we'll love, He said, the result that we have from choosing Christ is that we have the love of God, and He loves us, and we just love Him back. Amen. We keep loving Him. He said that we may love us the Lord, may us love the Lord. Amen. Not only should we love Him, praise God, the result is loving the Lord, but obedience comes in there. Verse 20 said that thou mayest obey His voice. Amen. I said this morning, praise God, we got to start listening to God if we want to hear from God. Amen. It's funny that we'll listen to everybody out there. And everybody's like noses on faces. Everybody's got an opinion, don't they? Amen. Some of them's got a lot of them. Amen. But what we need, praise God, is we need to be just obedience to the Lord. We need to listen to His voice. If you want to hear from God, sometimes we just got to stop and listen. When folks in the Bible got help from the Lord, it's when they stopped to listen. Elijah's over there in the cave and things was going on and the mighty winds blowed and the tempest come. But praise God, when it's all settled down, he said it was a still small voice that got his attention. Praise God. I'm glad, praise God, that we can listen for the Lord. I'm glad that we can love Him because He first loved us. I'm glad, praise God, that we can obey His voice. When we listen to Him, we'll hear Him. And He'll speak to us, praise God. And He won't speak. Listen to me. He won't speak to you too late. He'll speak to you right on time to keep you out of mischief, to keep you out of trouble, to let Him know that He loves you, to let Him know that, to know that you're there. He's there for you. Praise God, if we'll just listen. So many times we pray, and we pray, and we ask, and we bring supplications, and we ask of God. But I wonder if we ever just stop and sit with our eyes shut for a minute just to listen, to hear Him speak back to us. You say, preacher, God don't speak in an audible voice. He speaks in His Word. Have you ever sat there praying, meditating, amen, just talking to God about a need or something that comes up? And you just get real still, and all of a sudden there's a verse of Scripture just runs right through your mind. That's God speaking to you. As you hide it in your heart, praise God, and God uses it to encourage us and help us. Amen. The result of choosing life, and a result of choosing the Lord, praise God. Not only love and obedience, but it's adherence to the Lord. We begin to adhere to Him. He said that thou mayest cleave unto Him. That cleaving, that means it means like to be glued to hold on to. That's what we're supposed to do with our spouses. That's what we're supposed to do when we get married. We leave our mother and father and we get a hold of our spouse, praise God, and we cleave to them. We become one. We become glued to them. That's the way it's supposed to be. But you know what? A lot of times because of our own selfish heart, it don't work out. Because of somebody else's selfishness, we don't work out. But if we adhere to the Word, praise God, and we adhere to the Lord, amen, that glue will work, the bond will work, and stay together. Amen? Praise God. Not only do we have that love, the result is love and obedience and adherence, but it's a restfulness from the Lord. Verse 20, it says, that thou mayest dwell in the land. Amen? When we get over yonder, there's going to be a rest. There's going to be a rest. And the Lord Jesus said, all you weary and heavy laden, come unto me and I'll give you rest. Amen. Are we getting tired? Are we getting wore out? Amen. Praise God. I want to say there's a God of heaven. He said, if we'll choose Him, we'll choose life. Glory to God. He said, I'll give you rest for your souls. I don't know about you, praise God. I need rest for my soul. Amen. Sometimes we get weary. Sometimes we get wore out. But praise God, I'm glad there's rest for your soul. You pray, say, what do you mean, preacher? You just quit? No. Praise God, you just get so close to the Lord. You know in yourself that He's got this. And you know that He's got you. And one day in a little while, praise God, we'll all be together in glory and everything's going to be all right. Praise God. When we make choices, and the biggest choice we make is to choose the Lord. I told a lady yesterday, I said, if we'll just seek the Lord, put Him first, make Him the priority. There's no such thing as priorities. There's a priority. And when the Lord Jesus Christ becomes the priority, He said He would take everything else and put it in order. So what we have a priority, and then we have an order. And God Almighty, amen, He sets the order. We don't. We can't. But He can. Because He knows exactly what we need. We don't know. Amen. We don't know what tomorrow holds. But we, friends, know who holds tomorrow. Amen. And it's the Lord Jesus Christ. It's the one, praise God, that died for us on Calvary. And lives for us in glory. He died on the cross of Calvary, rose victorious over death and the grave the third day. So that we can choose life and not death. Amen. He said He gives us options. Choose life and good, or choose death and evil. I'm afraid today in the world there's a lot of people that's choosing death, and there's a lot of people that's choosing evil. They got things on the movies today, and they're giving a hand signal. Even the Pope done it the other day, and I seen it. I thought, do what? I done a second. He give a hand signal, I ain't going to do it in the house of God. But it's a signal that you use for Satan. To say that you're a supporter, it's a hand signal, a sign of Satan, Satanism. And he did it. I thought, glory, hallelujah, surely to goodness he knows what that is. Maybe he does. Maybe some people in this world have chose death and evil over good and life in Christ Jesus our Savior. A lot of people need Jesus. Amen. A lot of people are wicked and vile. A lot of people are filled with iniquity. A lot of people's going to miss heaven. A lot of people's going to miss the blessings. All the things that he told Moses about here, praise God, in Deuteronomy, in verses 9 through 10, praise God. He said they're going to miss it because we don't listen to God. But God says, if you'll listen to me, he said, I'll give you all the blessings. He said, because I am the blesser. But notice what he says in verse number 20. He said, thou mayest love the Lord thy God with all love the Lord thy God, and that thou mayest obey his voice, and that thou mayest cleave unto him, for he is thy life and the length, now watch this, of thy days. You want a long life? Amen. You want life and long life? Praise God. He said, God's in control of that. He said, if we'll love him and serve him, praise God. You say, preacher, how long can you live? You can live for eternity in the presence of the Lord. Amen. A glorious day with him. He said, and the length of thy days, that thou mayest dwell in the land which the Lord sware unto thee. Praise God. Living in that land, rejoicing in the Lord throughout eternity. Won't that be something? We can't comprehend it. Our minds ain't big enough. But I won't say this tonight. We serve a God that's able to get us there, to keep us there, and to love us there, and to help us there, and to support us there, and take care of us there. And the same one that can do it there can do it here when we put our faith and trust in Him. He said, young'uns, you're getting ready to cross over into the promised land. And the Lord said, if you'll just listen to me and heed me, do what I tell you, I'll love you all the way. Praise God. I'll be a father to you. And a father takes care of his children. Praise his holy name. Stand with us tonight.